You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking with Dr. Catherine Krimbluski, a Canadian naturopathic physician, and we've been talking about gut health, ferments and probiotics and prebiotics. So, Catherine, how do we put this all together to create the least gas and discomfort when we're working on our gut linings?
So I always suggest working from a very fundamental basis. So start slow, start small, start very basic, and that's with your diet. So I always suggest to my patients to really be conscious of the color of your plates. And, you know, it's something that we may not have noticed before, but once we start to be mindful of using and incorporating the colors of the rainbow, it actually becomes, you know, a little bit fun, but also the variance of phytonutrients and thus antioxidants that you'll receive through creating this variance of color on your plate is wonderful. So those phytonutrients that you'll get from these various fruits and veggies will also help to feed the good bacteria in the gut. So from the very get-go, I suggest doing just a little bit of tweaking of the diet. Incorporate colors of the rainbow on your plate. Have really good, clean protein source. So make sure you're having organic, free-range where possible. And then a very good quality, slow-converting carbohydrate. Something like quinoa or brown rice or a really good starch that has a ton of nutritional value like sweet potatoes. So that's first.
What's your take on the dairy or the gluten now when we're talking healthy gut? Can some people tolerate it or should it be out for everybody?
Oh, this is such a loaded question. And personally, I secretly indulge in gluten, not secretly anymore, but I do think that they're we're really hard on ourselves. And so if somebody has it, you know, if they have personally have an issue with digesting gluten, you may want to avoid it. But usually what I find in treating the gut, and that's always at the crux of all of my treatment plans, usually when we've spent some time treating the digestive system, gluten can be tolerated. Maybe not, you know, eating a dozen donuts or something, but definitely having a little bit here and there. So I'm a proponent of working for what works best for, you know, working toward is what works best for you. So some people can handle gluten no problem. Some people, you know, need to stay away from it. So I guess my answer is it depends.
So if we're gassy or uncomfortable eating it, take it out, see?
Exactly. And it's all about self-experimentation. I think life is all about moderation. So if you can experiment with a little bit just to see how your body reacts to things, that's always the first step. Because I think being extreme isn't the best way to enjoy life or the best way to be, you know, a very popular dinner guest. But I think there's a happy medium somewhere. And that goes the same. That's the same for dairy products. So for a lot of people, lactose causes a plethora of different problems for them. So of course, I suggest staying away from it. But again, after a little bit of work on the digestive tract, these things can often be well tolerated.
Yeah. Okay. And the fermented organic gut superfood, are you familiar with it from Genuine Health?
Yes, it's got to be one of my favorite products.
It's fairly new on the market, and it is. I have just been trying it for the last month or two, just before I found you to talk about it. And so tell us, like, it's amazing. Tell us why it's so good.
So the fermented, as I was saying before, you know, optimally we would get everything we need nutritionally from our food. And let's be honest, it's a very busy life we've got going on. No matter if we're in the city or we're in a town, we're busy. So I think that the somewhat challenging job to find really good quality products to supplement our diet, to supplement, you know, our body's own natural processes can be challenging. And this particular product kind of takes the whole guesswork out of it, and it only adds, you know, benefit to your current healthy lifestyle. So what the product is, as is quite evident by the name, so it's a fermented organic gut superfood, it's just that. So it acts as food for the good bacteria in the gut. So there's a fiber content to it as well. It's about 6 grams of fiber per serving, which is about, you know, a 6 out of 35 grams of fiber that I suggest per day, but it's a good serving. It's made of fruits and vegetables. So you're getting a very concentrated serving of phytonutrients, antioxidants, and all the vitamin and minerals, nutrients that you would expect to find in fruits and vegetables. So it's a wonderful addition to your shake, or just in water is actually the way that I prefer to take it. It's quite tasty. It mixes well. But it's a very, it's easy to take, and it's, we know that it's going to be, it's been tested to provide the biochemical properties of a prebiotic. So again, that food for the bacteria.
Mm-hmm. All fermented. Are you familiar with all the things that are going on at the University of Toronto over the microbiome?
Yes, and we're very, very excited about it. I think I'm not sure of the exact dates right now. So what's happening is there's a symposium that the University of Toronto is conducting, which includes 60 plus of the foremost microbiome researchers in the world. And so they really, U of T have really been admiring the work that Genuine Health has been doing with the microbiome. And so they've asked us to partner with them in this endeavor. And so of all these researchers across the world, they're able to speak firsthand about what they have found in terms of data and findings based on their own research. So it's really great. You don't have to, none of the information is distilled. It's all, firsthand experience. And it's really a wonderful initiative because I think the more that we, you know, as practitioners, but as general public, realize the importance of our digestive system, the more that we'll heed to, you know, taking care of it and ensuring that, you know, we're having proper bowel movements and gas and bloating isn't something that we've become accustomed to. I think it really opens the door for wonderful education.
Catherine, can you tell us about some of the things you've seen in your practice just in when healing the gut? What other things change?
Oh, dear, so many things. I've seen reversals of long-standing anxiety, eczema, acne. So skin-related issues are hugely related to digestive issues. So that's one of the first things that I will see, even really hard-to-treat conditions like rosacea. When we start working on the gut, getting rid of gas and bloating, having 1 to 3 healthy, formed bowel movements a day, those nagging or chronic skin issues tend to clear up rather quickly. Now, that doesn't mean we won't have a resurgence or a flare-up over the course of treatment and healing, but that is one thing I see often. The other, like I said, is anxiety. That's a big one. And then hormone regulation. The other one that I see often as well. And of course, when we get into the cold and flu season, that's another time to really pay attention to what's happening with your digestion. Because we've got about 80% of our immune cells in our digestive system, they're called gut-associated lymphoid tissue, we have to ensure that we're reducing any possible inflammation in the gut so that we're able to optimize our immune system.
And what can water do for the gut and the immune system?
Well, water, this is a big topic, especially when we're looking at, you know, possible contamination and clean water and the water source. But generally speaking, when you've got a really good quality spring water, that is going to increase the efficacy of all of your emunctory organs. So those are the organs that excrete and get rid of things. So that's your kidneys, that's your liver, that's your digestive system. We need water in order to properly excrete everything from the body. So, you know, if somebody comes in and they've had long-standing constipation, the first thing that I recommend or the first thing that I ask about is water consumption. And often it can be something so simple as water, but it does play a huge role in making sure that the body can move the byproducts of food through the large intestine, especially so that we can get it out and that we can, again, kind of restart our metabolic system with the excretion of that waste products. Kidneys, the same thing. So the kidneys need proper amounts of water in order to not only get rid of byproducts of metabolism, but also to regulate blood pressure. So if somebody is not having enough water, they may notice that they're having a little bit of lightheadedness, or they're bruising easily, or they're just feeling very tired. And so making sure that you're drinking enough water is very important.
So it's one of the most inexpensive, simplest nutrients or to feed our bodies to change our health.
Exactly.
Wonderful. So we're just about ready to wrap this up. Catherine, a few last words of wisdom on the gut and the microbiome.
Oh, I would say that it really is the hub of our entire health. And so we have to treat our digestive system, our gut, with love and respect. And the bacteria that are there, you know, functioning on a microscopic level for us every day, they need love. So we need to make sure that we're eating well, we're drinking good water, we're taking really high-quality probiotics, and then we're giving those probiotics really good quality food. Because, you know, we are what we eat, truly. And so I think it's very important to heed that.
Thank you so much for being on our radio show today, Catherine. We've been talking to Catherine Krembluski. She's a naturopathic physician, Canadian trained. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. We'd like to thank Alan and all the producer, and we'd like to thank all the radio stations across Canada that carry this program. And I'd like to wish you a healthy and a happy day.